Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. He joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can also find him PackersNews.com, as it is what we call around here Bears Week. Start a little bit later than it normally does since we had to watch the Brewers collapse. But now we've got Bears Week, so a good palate cleanser. Although maybe it's not the dominant performance that we've been accustomed to as of late. Bears seem to have a competent quarterback, and they might be a good team. I don't know yet. They went and beat the Raiders in Vegas. My joke, it's not funny, but they beat the Raiders so bad that John Gruden got fired. Is that not funny? Or
that's a wow, that's a bold joke right there.
Well, they beat him so bad that
it's not funny. It's not funny.
They fired him. But the Bears, they beat Cincinnati. If you look at the Bears' schedule, and the Packers had the Bears' schedule and results, you'd say, all right, we went to L.A. and lost. We beat Cincinnati. We beat Detroit. We beat the Raiders in Vegas. And then we went to Cleveland and lost. You'd say, hey, we're 3-2, and we had two tough road games. That's not bad. You'd feel optimistic. And so I think the Bears, you know, being one game back, and this could put them in first place, I think they might have reason to feel optimistic this weekend and as the season goes on.
This is a Bears team. The standard, typical Bears team. Great defense, top five defense. And really, it's going to be fun to watch this Packers offense that is kind of, you know, it's not been bad, but it's not been 2020 either. Trying to get back to what it was a year ago, going against this Bears defense, that's going to be some very intriguing football. And then you've got some starts and sputters and, you know, typical Bears quarterback play. You know, Justin Fields is a talented guy, but he's a rookie. And anytime you've got a rookie quarterback against Aaron Rodgers, you expect to win that game, regardless if it's the Bears or someone else. So, but it's very, very typical standard who the Bears are, who they've been. It really just seems like it doesn't change.
This could, I mean, if Justin Fields, you know, Rodgers was rattling the few quarterbacks that he mentioned that he could remember with Chicago, and we tried to do that this morning, and it is hard. I got some good ones, but I miss, like, the Jason Campbells of the world. But maybe a Bears fan can think, in 10 years, Justin Fields can be that guy, and the Packers can have all these different quarterbacks to rattle off. I think that the Bears, they got to feel like it might be coming soon, but then again, they've felt like this for the last, 20 years. And I think Justin Fields is good. I didn't like when he went to Chicago. Matt Nagy certainly didn't seem to like it because he's doing like whatever he can to not play him. But yeah, this could be the start of a changing of the guard. It could be. But Aaron Rodgers has been so dominant against Chicago, and he's looked good again this season, that I still probably would take Green Bay to win this weekend.
Yeah, this week, and for 2021, the Packers are going to be the better team. But this is really the first time in memory, right, I mean, in a long, long time, that you can look out into the not-too-distant horizon and have reason to think the Bears might be about to have the better quarterback situation of the two. Because Aaron Rodgers, he's here for 2021. Next year, no idea. Very, very up in the air. Probably not. Jordan Love, he who knows? He might end up being the third in succession. He might end up being better than Justin Fields. So we don't know that. I mean, it's very uncertain what kind of quarterback Jordan Love is going to be. It's very uncertain what kind of quarterback Justin Fields is going to be, but he was an 11th overall pick. He did come very highly touted from Ohio State, and he is a talented guy. So if you are a Bears fan, you're going to believe that you're about to have the better quarterback situation for the first time since the early 1990s, because that's what fans do. They have belief in their team, even if it kills them. But for right now, no, it's obviously the Packers are the best team in the NFC North.
We are talking with that dude, Ryan Wood, here on The Fan. Have you gotten any, it's hard because when Rodgers wasn't committed, who knows? And then he comes back, and then it's a lot of conversation about the future. And then, we're playing football, so it's just kind of, we're talking football a lot. Sure, the Pittsburgh stuff has been a weird side story or whatever, but for the most part, it's been focused on the football. Have you gotten any indication one way or another that Rodgers is more clear about what he wants to do come next year? And also Devontae. And I say that because I feel like Devontae, every time he talks, is just a reminder that, hey, I'm the best, and his price tag goes up. And so whether or not Rodgers is back next year, I don't know how they afford Devontae.
Well, if they were to extend Devontae Adams, they would manipulate the cap in a way that next year's hit would be much, much lower. And that would help because next year's cap is a problem. it's not looking pretty for the Green Bay Packers on next year's cap, but they can manipulate it. They could lower it and then backload it. And that, it's generally how these things go. So there's things they can do. As far as any indication, no, there's been no indication. I'll say this, and this I'm not saying this means anything. All right, I want to preface it by saying I'm absolutely not saying that this is significant or means anything. But Aaron Rodgers has praised the people in the organization, including the front office, twice this week. The first time was Sunday when he said he doesn't know how on earth Devondre Campbell was on the street, and that it was a really good pickup by the personnel department. That's praise. And the second time was yesterday when he was asked about the John Gruden stuff, the situation, and he said that he thinks it's the culture in the NFL is organization by organization, team by team, and that he feels good about the culture when it comes to those things, the terrible things that John Gruden is now about because of his emails. He feels good about the culture here in Green Bay. So worth noting, I mean, twice this week that he has praised or complimented the Packers organization and their people might not mean anything. I mean, that's basically saying that, let's be clear about what that's saying. That's saying that Devondre Campbell was a good signing because, duh, he was. And it's saying that he does not believe that there's a bunch of racists in the Packers organization. So that's not exactly a high bar, but it's still worth noting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a grass is greener thing. I mean, Aaron Rodgers could have wanted to trade out so badly and could have ended up in Vegas, and then now he'd be stuck in that situation. So you never... You know, it all, you never, the devil, sometimes is better than the one that you You don't. The Packers, too, they're still making moves defensively. Jalen Smith, I would think that we see him this week. And then Quentin Dunbar, they signed him cornerback to the practice squad. So a two-parter. Do we see Jalen Smith? And then also, is this more of an indication that Jair's going to be out longer than we want him to be?
Hey, he might be active on game day. I don't know that Jalen Smith is going to have a huge role in the defense just yet this week. It takes a lot to get up to speed, especially at that position in the middle of the season in October. So I don't know how much he'll play, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's active this week after being inactive for the first time since missing the entire 2016 rookie season with that knee injury. He'd played every game since then, so it was kind of a different week for Jalen Smith, and he was on the field in Cincinnati. He was getting some pregame, you know, warm up and kind of keeping his body warm and loose. But then he put the sweats on and didn't play. As far as, you know, Quentin Dunbar this week, Rasul Douglas last week, getting reinforcements at quarterback, I think it's not just Jair Alexander, but they're likely to be without Kevin King again. And before you're...
No way.
You know, say, I know, right? Stop me if you heard this before. He had a shoulder injury.
Oh, man.
Well, here's the thing, though. He played really, really well last week. And he played part of that game, Matt LaFleur said, with one arm. And he went as long as he could, and then he couldn't play anymore. Kevin King played really, really well. Kevin King's a good corner. I feel like this is a broken record. I keep saying this, and he keeps going out there. But for a handful of games in his career that were frankly terrible, he's played really well. He played really well last week. He was really good. Look at the first play of the game. He triggers and he makes a physical tackle, and you know he stops the, you know, a guy in the flat for basically no gain. He had no coverage breakdowns. Kevin King is not a bad cornerback, and the fact that he is very possibly not playing this week is a problem. It means they need reinforcements.
Well, that's the thing with the Packers here. You can look at the opponents they have coming up as we talk with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, and they should beat the Bears, they should beat Washington, but it's also a battle of attrition, man. You're seeing already in a season where there's a bonus game, you're seeing a lot of guys go down. The Giants got decimated this weekend. Just a lot of teams losing a lot of guys. And the Packers, they're doing the best they can to get through it, but the injuries could catch up with them. One spot where they've done good at is the offensive line, where even Rodgers on Sunday was like, I mean, you'd tell me it was these guys in week five, I'd be like, what? I think he said oof was his direct quote.
It was an oof.
Yeah,
yes.
Oof. Are they any better? Are they any closer to getting guys healthy this week? Myers, Jenkins, anybody?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Myers and Elton Jenkins both practiced yesterday, so that was a good sign. They are, you know, Josh Myers especially was a guy that was really only supposed to miss 1 week, so we'll see if that he stays on that trajectory. I was really surprised Elton Jenkins did not play last week. You know, let's keep in mind, he played all 65 snaps week two against Detroit. And at some point, they don't know when, or I guess they know now, but they didn't know when during the game. At some point, he had an ankle injury. And now it's kept him out three games after playing every snap the game before he missed. I was surprised Elton Jenkins didn't play last week, but if you look at it, it's a good thing he did it, right? Because one, they won. That's most important. It didn't hurt them in the standings or the win-loss column. But he got another week to rest that ankle up before going against this Bears defensive front. And so if he's that much healthier, if he's that much rested going against this a really good defense, that could be really helpful for this offensive line this week.
Packers-Bears, Sunday at noon in Chicago. Ryan Wood will be there with the coverage. We'll chat with him on Monday. As always, appreciate your time, Woody, that dude. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, Bart.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. You can feel that. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. great MidwestBank.com today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.